Very busy night, as usual. All kinds of things going on. Professor James Fetzer joins us this hour. Jim, welcome back. It's going to keep going like this until after the election, and it may stop then. It may not stop then. I don't know what's going to happen with this. I think everything is possible. We could see things that no one can even dream of right now. It's that crazy.
It looks as though the Democrats are convinced that they have no choice but to go forward with Hillary, that they have done surveys, and any other candidate couldn't draw the way Hillary can, so that there's...
Well, she's not drawing worth a damn now at the rally.
That's my belief. Hear these absurd reports about Republicans are upset because early polls, you know, early voting is going Hillary's way. That's just ridiculous. Hillary can't draw anyone to these rallies, Jeff. That's part of the reason they got to Photoshop in crowds. But also, you know, her state of health and well-being is just deplorable.
Can't do it. I looked at that North Carolina footage and finally figured it out. The entire foreground crowd was dropped in there because every smartphone was imaging a different background than what Hillary was coming up on. There were American flags behind her. No flags in any of the phones. That whole crowd was put into that video. Anyway, It's easy to do. It's not hard. That crowd was at a different event. They just shopped it, put it right in there. Okay. Now, what do we know about Hillary's current whereabouts, her current status? We do know that by looking at her master schedule, she is no longer scheduled for any public appearances until October the 27th, barring the three debates. No more campaign rallies, no more appearances for Hillary Clinton. That's it. She'll do the debates if she does, and then she'll appear on the 27th, if she does, of October. And that's it. She's done.
I think all the attention on the doubles, including from you and me, Jeff, have made a difference, and they realize they can no longer afford to run out a double if too many people are looking, too many people are sizing it up for the fraud. I mean, this is an immense fraud, a hoax on the American people.
Yeah, I want to say another thing. I want to commend Jim Fetzer again. Jim sent me the picture on that of the double in the plane, and I looked at it and instantly said, we're running with this, and we've been pushing it, both Jim and yours truly, as you know, and our work, and I'm not saying we deserve any special treatment here, but our work has been taken and used by so many people now with no credit whatsoever, and I think Jim Fetzer deserves that. I always credit Jim because he's the one who showed it to me. There's another very well-known talk radio host in the alternative field who has, I get email from people, they say, this guy is stealing everything off your website. He's taking it all. So, whatever, at least it's out there, you know, but
it's a compliment. Imitation is a sense.
Yeah, I mean, what's it take to tip your hat to somebody? Come on, you just say, hey, thanks, Jim Fetzer, whatever. I do. I have no problem with that.
We appreciate each other and what we're doing, Jeff, and I think with some degree of success in this instance at the very least, which is gratifying. I mean, but when has there been a scam of this dimension?
It's unprecedented. No,
political history. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we'll ever see its likes again, not in our lifetimes anyway. This issue of the double is very interesting because it's got so many facets. One of the facets is that the double, we believe it's doubled, was on the plane going to North Carolina and gave the speech at North Carolina with the fake crowd in there that as she walked from right to left up to the podium, the American flags behind her, which were not showing up on any of the smartphone image screens, none of them. That woman was a damned good speaker, whoever it was. Her voice was high, it was articulate, it was in live. It was enlivened. And then we have Hillary on the plane going to Philadelphia. It looked like death warmed over. Whole different woman, whole different voice, tone, pitch, cadence. It wasn't like black and white, but it was clearly different. So they're either shooting her up with some kind of magical potion from Nirvana, or we've got a double whose face changes. There's no other way to look at this other than there is a double. And I think you're right that they are very hesitant to run this double out again because everybody's got a microscope now they're going to look at her with. And they found the one pictures, the group of pictures, the one set of pictures of the double with that white thing in the bottom back of her mouth. Now that was not a tooth. What was it?
I think it has to be something modulating the voice.
That was my original guess.
It hears
the sound coming out. It somehow augments, tweaks, shapes the tones of it a little bit to make them more Hillary-esque. And you say, well, they can't do that. Oh, yes, they can. They have little tiny microcomputers that are about that big that can do all kinds of different things. So I think that's a possibility. It could also be some kind of a self-medicating device. That let's say Hillary starts to come down off of her high, and if Hillary uses it, she could tweak it and get another dose, goes right into her tongue, right into the bloodstream. So I don't know. We don't know what it is. Could be a receiver, goes into her ear, into the oral nerve, and she can hear. I don't know.
But of course, we saw it in the mouth of the double on
the
plane.
That's right. So that would argue for some audio manipulation.
Have you seen these reports that something stunning that's going to change everything is going to happen between now and Monday?
It's not true.
On my own show, I said it was the 29th. Actually, it's of course the 26th, the 29th. But I got the Monday right.
That's the guy in the automobile who had the recording of the radio saying Trump, something.
Well, but we have more than that. There's a Princeton professor who says something shocking is going to happen. And he says that third parties are going to benefit from it. And it's those who are opposed both to Trump and to Hillary. Now, on my show, Jeff, I talked about two possibilities. One, of course, was some kind of traumatic attack, you know, a greater, bigger 9/11, probably in Chicago. The other was provoking war with Russia and Syria, but I think the Russians have a lock on it now. They've created a no-fly zone. They sent three of these really amazing missiles into the Foreign Intelligence Command and Control Center in the caves in Afghanistan and took out, I don't know, maybe as many as 50 U.S., Israeli, Saudi, Turkish military officers, Jeff. This was an absolutely brilliant stroke.
No, wait. I have a question. Those were caliber cruise missiles. Now, I thought that those were targeting Aleppo. They were going after caves where the CNC was located?
Yeah, they were going after the Foreign Intelligence Command Center that had been directing the attack on the Syrian army troops. Last couple of days, it killed, between 60 and 80 Syrian army. I mean, it was so obvious. The U.S. planes were used to conduct the strike, and then eventually we claimed we were sorry about it, but it was obviously deliberate. Russia accused the U.S. of supporting ISIS, and of course, since we created ISIS, we're going to support ISIS. And you know, when the Donald says that Hillary and Obama created ISIS, Jeff, it was created in 2012, Judicial Watch got the documentation from the Defense Intelligence Agency. Hillary, at the time, was Secretary of State. Obama, of course, was President. They were responsible for the creation of ISIS. I just can't believe how many times that Donald is faulted when he's got it exactly right. The media just is so lazy and incompetent and committed to attacking him and supporting Hillary. They won't get at the truth. I mean, their betrayal of the American people has been simply overwhelming, complete, absolute.
One more thing about it. If you've seen that video of the guy in his car and there's a radio station and it's saying the same thing over and over again, he misread it. It says Trump April 26th. It's April.
It's
the month.
Well, that's peculiar.
April.
Listen, there are two other possibilities that arise here about something big happening, and this is independent of that radio broadcast. One is that they can provoke these race riots and try to have
easy.
Yeah, so that Obama can say the country's out of control and he's got to declare martial law so there'll be no election. What a shame. And the other, and this is a more disturbing scenario, is a simultaneous assassination of the two candidates, even at the debate on Monday.
Wow.
Blow it up and take them both out. You know, the powers that be have now concluded Hillary is a drag, that she's no longer competent, and that she's not helping and cannot benefit the New World Order. So they have to find some way to circumvent her. And I think you and I talked about possibly assassinating one of her doubles, but I think, you know, Hillary is expendable. I mean, the New World Order doesn't.
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree. I completely agree. They could. There are whole bunches of scenarios here. Hillary could be removed out of sight. The double simply steps in and continues. Hillary could be removed in sight, and they could blame a Trump backer for the dirty deed. That takes the double out of the game completely. Then you have Biden or somebody. I don't know what they would do. But you're right. No one else can pull or would pull. I don't think Hillary's going to take herself out of this, no matter how bad she feels. I think she's that maniacal about this surge, this lust for power and control.
She appears to have a narcissistic complex, and she's always been a total control freak, which has led to so many of these problems. I mean, it's completely disgusting. Wayne Madsen had a wonderful recent report, Jeff, where he was talking about all the areas where Hillary's touch has turned things from good to terrible. I mean, in Libya, in Palestine.
Well, name one thing that has been made better.
She's been a disaster across the board. So, I mean, I think that Donald has to hit her hard with that at the debate. I think that Donald can make mincemeat of her at this debate. And you know, just to confront her with a doubles, Jeff, see, they can't just take out Hillary and go forward with a double because we have identified the doubles. If they got a new double, we'll identify them too. So I don't think that's viable. It's got to be one of the other options.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. Okay, so next Monday is the big day. I guess the overall question is, even among Hillary people who are aware of her collapse, can she make it through the debate? I guess just by surviving, jacked up on God knows how many pharmaceuticals, if she just gets through it, the press will hail her as effective, able, ready, and all the rest of it.
Jeff,
but you go back to the... I'm going to go back to one other thing you touched on. There's so many assets to this that aren't being discussed. One of the thing about Donald Trump is everything that Donald Trump says that the media, the communist media, takes and twists and distorts and throws at him as if it is something horrible is so far eclipsed by one of the dozens of crimes of the Clintons, that it's not funny. How can anybody look at this and come away? I mean, honestly, any fair-minded person—I don't care what their political persuasion is—but they have to look at this and say, "This is ridiculous." Here's Hillary with the Clinton Foundation, $3 billion of crime, corruption, money laundering, God knows what, slush funds. Who knows? What has Trump done? Nothing. The guy is nothing on him. I think back on everything that he said since before he even formally announced, and I can't find fault with much of anything, just in terms of positions. Forget he's got no criminal background. Nothing. This woman is an arch criminal.
Did you pick up on the Skittles attack on Donald Jr., where he was trying to explain why allowing this migration...
Well, there's another another example.
I mean, it was ridiculous. He said, suppose there are three poison Skittles in a bowl. Would you want to eat them? I mean, he's implying suppose there's a small number of terrorists in this vast number being brought in. And it was a perfectly appropriate analogy.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. It's racist, Jim. It's racist.
The complaints about it were simply absurd, Jeff.
That's my point. I'm trying to state it a little better than I was able to, but that sums it up. It's completely ridiculous. Absolutely.
Completely ridiculous indeed.
Truly.
You know, one of my favorites here from this vast number of transactions where the donor got a benefit from Hillary Clinton is Australia giving $75 million to the Clinton Foundation in return for strong Department of State support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which stands to benefit Australian multinational firms immensely.
Wow.
So, you know, she does it. They give them the money, she does it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
as I observed before, prostitutes give sexual favors for money. Hillary gives political favors for money. Yeah. Hillary's a political prostitute. She's a whore.
She's got so many felonies behind her. It's like a freight train. There are just so many. It's almost endless. It goes all the way back to the Rose Law Firm. It goes before that. It just, there's nothing good about the woman's career. What is it about her that people can support? I don't get it.
Jeff, even when she was attorney on the Watergate Committee.
That's right.
She was fired from the Watergate Committee for unethical conduct. I mean, imagine that. She was fired from the Watergate Committee for unethical conduct. That's astounding.
This is a truly
corrupt individual.
Yeah. Criminal, not corrupt, beyond corrupt. She should not be allowed to run. I don't quite understand Trump's approach. Maybe it'll change in October. I really do think there are grounds for a lawsuit claiming mass fraud in terms of Hillary's physical condition. This has been withheld from the American public. I think Dr. Bardak should be looked at in terms of an indictment for supporting her and covering for her, which she clearly is. No doubt.
Well, you know, something odd about the all the shootings in Chicago. Donald was asked, and he stopped about bringing back a stop and frisk, but he doesn't need to do that. There are studies that show when you impose gun control laws, that crime goes up. And in other countries, when you've imposed gun control laws, crime went up and they had to hire massive numbers of police. That's what's going on in Chicago.
Endless studies.
This is certifiable. All he's got to do is rescind the gun control laws, Jeff. Chicago has the most stringent gun control laws in the United States.
Look how well
they
work.
And it is an experiment that has failed.
It's like the war on drugs. Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Propped up for the CIA to keep its drug prices high. The war on drugs is truly... you know, become the rotten core of American society. It would have been so easy to alleviate it, to reduce it by even just legalizing marijuana.
Yeah.
You don't have to go whole hog. That would have done it tremendous. And then you have all the coffers of all the states filled with all this money from the purchase of marijuana.
That's right. All right, let's go back to the debate. The moderators have been forbidden from using earbuds, little receivers, so no one can talk to them. They're going to have to actually sit there and think or follow their notes, which is kind of humorous.
Well, the moderators have been referred.
Yes, the moderators.
Tell me about that, Jeff. How did that come about?
The Election Commission ruled that the debate moderators may not use earphones, earbuds.
And what about the debate participants?
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, because Hillary did it before.
That's right. We have a photo of the earbud in her left ear, all she has to do is put her hair down over the ear. No one will be able to see. If the Donald tried it, they would crucify him. So I think that they're all in favor of Clinton, so they're not going to push it. But you're right. Both candidates should be required to not wear earbuds. Everything's got to be equal here, but it won't be, so we'll find out. Yeah, the moderators, that was funny. I'll get that story and send it to you.
Yeah, I missed that one. But, I mean, you know, look, Hillary cannot do a debate without being told what to say.
I totally agree with you, flat out, Jeff.
That's why I
brought up the possibility that that thing in the double's mouth was maybe a test run on a neurophone. Something that vibrates the bone that goes up to where the audio nerve
maybe,
is.
Maybe she can open her mouth and the words come out from another source.
That's a bit of a stretch, but I think that...
Jeff, they got to do something that's the equivalent.
They have to do something. They do have, as you know, voice-to-skull technology. That's been patented 25, 30 years ago. Voice-to-skull technology. They can broadcast with microwaves or EMF, the sound of the human voice, and have it received in the mind. The patents exist. It's called voice-to-skull. Look it up, voice-to-skull technology. Now, I'm not saying they're going to use that with Hillary. I'm saying that that is something that is a possibility. Long shot, probably, but it's there. It is real. And that thing in that woman's mouth, look up neurophones. You can actually hear by vibrating the bone behind the ear. It gives you full acoustic availability. You can hear sound.
Neurophones.
I used to call them bone phones.
Yeah. Neurophones, brain mobile phone interface using a wireless EEG.
Mm-hmm.
Neurophone NF3 by Patrick Flanagan. Neuroefficiency optimizer, neurophone. Neurological dysfunction in mobile phones. Of course, that could be damage done because you're using a cell phone, for example. Well, Jeff, this is terribly interesting. I mean, Monday is a real crunch day. I mean, this is the fan.
There's going to be chicanery. We know there's going to be a lot brought to bear on Donald Trump. Also, look up, Jim, look up bone phone. Bone phone. They still sell them.
Bone phone.
Yeah, you wear it around the back of your neck, and it goes on the bone below the back of your ear, and you can hear perfectly with no speakers. Bone phone.
Looking at a whole bunch of them. They're as cheap as $44.
Yep.
I got one here for $41.
Yep.
Images nice. For bone phone.
Now, those are the obvious ones.
This is great. Yeah.
Well, that's why I say...
Eight technology wonderful.
Okay. That's why I say DARPA could easily take that bone phone thing and reduce it in size to something like that white object we saw in the double's mouth, and it could vibrate the tooth, the jawbone, and go right into the head. So it's a possibility. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
It's called collarbone musical. And you can call them that too, but...
See, you got a candidate who's a walking cadaver. She really, her neurological function is a minimal, Jeff. It's really low. And the idea that they would not have her scheduled for any public appearances other than the debates between now and the election is stunning.
Truly.
Absolutely stunning.
Yep.
I mean, it's a sign that something is desperately wrong with a candidate.
No, man, she has shown us so many signs. I still don't understand why the RNC hasn't filed a suit on the basis of the evidence, the visual evidence that we have in hand with a federal court demanding that this woman demonstrate physical and mental competence. That's a legitimate lawsuit.
Or a suit for fraud on the American people by using doubles in lieu of the candidate.
That could easily come if she refused to go along with... A good lawyer could take this and have a field day with it. They could ask for an injunction. There's all kinds of possibility here.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, now...
I mean, it's ridiculous, but there it is.
Yeah, okay, so we have bone phone, we have voice to... Look up voice to skull technology. There's another one. And they can literally just beam it into her head and she'll hear it. And all of you can do the same.
Voice-to-skull technology shield protects from V2K implants, V2K-targeted individuals, mind control.
Yep.
Voice-to-skull, microwave auditory effect, proof of mind control, how it works. Well, it's just astounding, you know, the technology that is possessed by the intel agencies and the military is 20 years ahead of what the public is.
Well, this has been patented, I think, for 25 years. I was aware of this when I got into this business. I was stunned. It was one of the things that told me, wait a minute, you don't have any idea what they have. And I was right. So, yeah, artificial telepathy, they call it. Mind control. There are people who say they hear voices. Many of them do hear voices, and it kind of, they're targeted individuals. It comes from voice to skull. They can harass people. They can make people lose their minds. They can do anything. So, yeah, you've got that. You've got all. Anyway, this what? what we see on Monday is probably not what's going on in its totality.
What was wrong with having a free country where everybody did what they wanted to do?
Seemed to have been going along pretty,
anybody else. I
mean, pretty well, didn't it? Yeah.
But I thought.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Where did it go? Where did America go?
Well, fortunately, Barack Obama came along to straighten us out and tell us what we were missing. We were missing communism. Did you see that guy's speech at the UN? He ragged on the United States. He just dumped on us. It just gets worse. All right. The bottom line is everyone out there has got to get out and vote. And just remember, if you're a Democrat, you don't like Hillary, you don't want to vote for Trump, you don't have to. But remember, voting for Gary Johnson, Jill Stein are votes for Hillary. Not voting and staying home is a vote for Hillary. You have to vote for Trump. The government is now, the feds are trying to register as many illegal immigrants as they possibly can in time for the November 8th election.
I think it's clear there's already an overwhelming preference for Trump, that every political analyst is aware that there's a massive enthusiasm excess for Trump.
It's
a massive
growing
deficit for Hillary.
Yeah.
Which is why she can't pull anyone to her rallies.
She gets,
that's why they're having to fake people at her rallies. No one's going. Who cares? Who wants to see this old worn-out hag who's betrayed the country her whole career and made herself rich? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I couldn't agree more. Did you see that story I ran about the rash on her face and her neck at Kansas City? Oh, she went to Kansas City, flew there. This is before 9/11, and this is a huge convention hall. It was the National Baptist Convention, mostly African Americans. And on the opening day, the place was full, huge. Thousands of people. I forgot how many. 15,000, something like that.
Typical Trump rally numbers.
The next day, Hillary spoke, and the place was like, 1,500 people? 1,500 people, and the guys in the background, the people who worked in the convention hall, were pulling these hanging partitions across to make the room look smaller, because this vast, cavernous room was empty. So they made the back wall all of a sudden, 150 feet closer up to the rostrum.
Jeff, this is so telling. This is why when they try to steal the election and claim Hillary won, no one's going to believe it. No one is going to believe it. There may be an armed insurrection if they manipulate the vote to put Hillary in office.
I would say
which he's number one dead, when no one is voting for her number two, and she would be worthless if she got in the office. She'd just continue to betray the United States.
If nothing else, you have to ask yourself, he said rhetorically, are we better off than we were when the Clintons first took office? And the answer is, oh, my God. Do we want to go back to the Clintons? And the answer should be, oh, my God. No, we need a change. We need to even, and if you don't believe Trump is the answer, you still have to vote for change. Change is crucial for this country right now.
I honestly don't think you have to persuade anyone. 70% of the country thinks we need change. And Hillary has gone into the toilet on trustworthiness. So who wants to elect a liar-in-chief, And we need change. We need to end these wars. Hillary's going to be more wars. Hillary's going to be more Wall Street, TPP, more corporations running the world.
That's right.
With Hillary, it's a death sentence for the United States to elect Hillary Clinton president.
That sums it up. That's exactly what it is. So just keep in mind, in the meantime, in between time, Hillary is probably laying in bed, resting most of the time, being medicated, being monitored, around-the-clock doctors, probably plural. When you sent me that image of her on that between the palms, I don't know what it was, a cable cast or something.
It's a peculiar satirical show.
Weird.
Go ahead. I discovered the sole reason for it, Jeff, which was, he was mostly all over her and ridiculing her, but there was this one exchange when he said to her, "What do you expect from Trump at the debate?" She says, "Oh, I expect he'll wear his red power tie." And the guy says, "Wouldn't it be more appropriate if it were white?" And Hillary says, "You know, you got it right." That little clip they played on national news tonight, from this thing, they played that one little clip. It's the only one where she doesn't look ridiculous. He's really making her look like a fool in the whole rest of it.
So they clipped that one part
out. They made it just to get that.
See, that's just so typical of what the communist media has been doing. They'll find one little tiny thing, a half of a sentence, and they'll use it.
I think the whole thing was set up just for that little exchange. That's all they ever intended to get out of it, but to make it more subtle, less obvious.
What I wanted to mention also is when you look at her sitting there, all of a sudden, there's the girth. There are the huge thunder thighs. I'm not shaming the woman for who she is, but that's who she is. Big thighs, big butt, big waist. And there may be medical devices hidden under there. We don't know. We're not allowed to know. But
this is just a physical description of the party who's sitting there.
Yeah, that's all it is. Facts
are
facts.
It's so obvious, not the petite, limber, young woman who walked out of Chelsea's apartment.
No,
that reminds me so much of Meg Ryan in You Got Mail. I mean, I tell you.
Yeah.
She's my Meg Ryan double. This is a woman aboard the plane flying to Greensboro. She's too tall, too slim. She has a sloping forehead. She doesn't have the moles. She's my Meryl Streep double. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Once you see them, you'll never be taken in again.
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Hillary just dumped you, and, you know. Hillary could not have come out of the building without being surrounded by Secret Service, her health crew.
No,
even Chelsea would have come down if that had been Hillary.
I think
they got her in intensive care, Jeff, and they're only, you know, they figure they can get 10 minutes out of her here and 10 minutes out of her there. And that was like this little skit thing between the firms. But I'm telling you, the debate is a whole other matter. I don't see how she can possibly make it.
Well, the pneumonia may reappear and force her to cancel.
Well, I don't know about that. That's gonna if she has to cancel for health reasons, you might as well write her off as a candidate because she's clearly unqualified physically. She can't.
Well, she went to the bathroom last time and took 10 minutes. So we'll, you know.
Yeah, I think she'd actually had a dump in her pants.
I don't know.
Because she's suffering from incontinence. We've seen the colostomy, but the.
Well, we think a catheter and a urine bag.
The catheter bag, yeah. But I suspect she's wearing an adult diaper.
That could be, too. Do you know that I saw another treatment of the... I have it up of my top story now. It's a very good video done by apparently a nurse describing the Hillary collapse. And the little piece of metal, remember, Jim, that fell allegedly out of her pant leg?
Right.
She thought it might have come from one of the people who had hit her with some injection device, and the guy dropped it after it was done. That was just a guess.
Okay,
interesting. In other words, it didn't come from her. It was something used on her and then dropped.
Well, that's possible.
But weren't there two? There was at least the one piece of metal, and it's on the internet.
Pieces, one heavier and one not as heavy. I think so, too.
Well, I just don't know. I sit here and I've never seen anything like this, the whole show. And before this campaign season started, I said to myself, oh, how are we going to get through this? A year and a half of angst. And look what's happened.
It's proven to be the most fascinating but dumbfounding campaign election in history. I mean, unbelievable.
I think you've said something earlier that is really telling and correct. I don't get out much, but I don't honestly know anyone, I might know one, who's going to vote for Clinton. I just don't know anyone. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Trump doesn't have a 70% advantage.
Well, I think he actually does across the country. My vote's going to be nullified by that of my better half. My wife is an enthusiastic Hillary person. She can't stand when I talk about this stuff. She won't believe it, you know. But, I mean, that's her thing.
That's okay. Well,
she's not into it. Not into it.
It's people. I told
this local talk show host who had me down, but I think he can't handle it any longer. That the reason I come down to talk to him about these things is my wife will let me talk to her.
Oh, that's funny. Well, she'll come around.
I'm not so sure, but we're going to let it go.
You got to let it go.
Yeah.
Okay, this Trump radio broadcast, the guy that put it out there said he understood it to say, Trump will go 26th. Trump will go 26th.
If so you listen. It said April, Jeff. Maybe that was just announcing when Trump would be speaking. Trump, April 26th. He'll be
it
here.
It absolutely says Trump, April 26th.
Yeah, well, where was he speaking April 26th? New Jersey, maybe?
Don't know. That was one of the Super Tuesdays.
Yeah. Okay.
And he did really well on that Super Tuesday.
No significance for Monday.
None. No. Yeah, it was April 26th. It was a Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. What are you hearing from people that seemingly know what's going on that may have some information that I don't have yet? Anything?
Well, I think it's this deal about what could be a big event that could alter things between now and Monday.
Now, who gave you that again?
Well, from a couple of sources. We've even got this
Princeton, I don't want names, but...
we got a Princeton professor by the name of Zelizer, mm-hmm. Julian Zelizer, says that something shocking is set to rock the presidential race and that we should all hold on to our seats in anticipation of an October.
You're reading that from somewhere. What is the status of this guy, and why do we care what he says?
It was on Patriot Rising. That was the website.
What does he claim his source was?
He says they could take one of two forms. I don't know. He says a national security crisis will unfold. That's a clue. Both Clinton and Trump might have to adjust their campaigns to deal with an event that could have a dramatic effect. This could take one of two forms. A large-scale Islamic terror attack on U.S. soil, which could directly benefit Trump, or a military escalation with Russia, which would almost certainly benefit Clinton, because Hillary could claim Trump has been cozying up to Putin. But I think that's ridiculous, Jeff. That Trump wants to have positive relations with Russia is a good thing. There's no way it works adversely to Trump. It's only those who are seeking desperately to find a reason to discredit him who make that claim. So I think either of these outcomes would benefit Trump.
I agree. How could anybody not want good relations with the one country on the face of the earth that could obliterate us?
That's right.
I mean, come on. What is wrong with people?
I know. And yet you have all these provocateurs, all these neocons in the administration, like Samantha Power at the UN. She was insulting to the Russians about this attack on the Syrian army. Insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, she all but admitted it was the U.S. Objective to do this, that it was deliberate and provocative and intended to scuttle the ceasefire. But Putin has brilliantly replied. I mean, these three missiles into this command center. Jeff, you couldn't have a more appropriate response. Those were the people who planned the attack on the Syrian army. Take them out. Perfect. Absolute surgical strike. The Russians have weapons that can do that. We do not.
Where were these people again, Jim? In a cave, you say?
Yeah, they were in an underground command
center. A bunker. Okay.
Yeah, right, a bunker. And they used three of these missiles.
They were in Aleppo, were they not?
Well, it was outside. It was the mountains behind.
Okay. Yeah. Well, those, if they were caliber,
three of them.
They're hypersonic.
Right.
Massive destruction done by those missiles. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's fascinating. It was pinpoint.
Yeah.
And that's got to scare the bejesus out of all the military there, because it means the Russians knew enough to exactly locate where all this was
down to the square meter. They knew where they were.
Right. And they knew who was involved in everything, and they took them out. Perfect. And I also predicted, this was before they made this retaliatory strike, that they would impose a no-fly zone, and they have done that too. They've now declared that any Air Force intervening in Syrian airspace is going to be shot down. Well, and it will be, Jeff.
Putin is a man of his word. Now, as I saw the story, he said any aircraft posing a threat to So the Syrian army or military will be shot down. I don't know that he put up a no-fly zone over the whole country, but he did make it clear.
It's equivalent.
Okay.
Russia issues new rules of engagement in Syria. Syrian army will be shot down, U.S., Turkey, Israel in the crosshairs. After the United States and coalition aircraft attacked Syrian army position by mistake, which killed 62 and injured over 100 Syrian soldiers, Russia says the next mistake will be the pilot's last as the new rules of engagement are in effect. But this is perfect.
Those are chilling words, and I applauded them when I posted the story. I don't know. That guy is really something. He makes this country look like we're playing in a sandbox.
He's a geopolitical genius. And he's a man of integrity, Jeff.
Yeah.
And he wants to end these wars. I mean, the United States is so hypocritical and so deceptive and deceitful and corrupt. I mean, it's outrageous. John Kerry is attacking Putin for trying to make things worse. Putin is trying to clean up the mess that the United States created.
That's exactly what he's doing. We are in the hands, this country, of neocon lunatics who are pushing China. They're pushing Russia. They're just begging through NATO to force Russia to do something. And Russia, as you know, and I think we've mentioned this, under the United Nations Charter, has the right to go across its border to remove a military threat to its security, its national security.
Yeah, that's
right. So the Russians could go across the border and remove NATO command and control, the U.S. missile installations legally and do it all.
Yes, under international law. Absolutely 100% correct.
So
100% correct, Jeff.
I think
Russia has shown admirable restraint.
I think it's a heroic restraint.
Yeah.
There's
no more tolerance. It's all over, Jeff. There's no more.
Rules of engagement said no more poking the bear. That's it.
No more ambiguity. No more mistakes.
No. I don't think Obama and his pentagram satanic neocons are going to actually pay too much attention to that. They're going to do what they'll think they can get away with whatever they want. I don't think they're going to back off.
Well, I don't know, Jeff. I don't know. This is so clear.
Putin is so
definitive. He's so robust. He's so resilient. He has a backbone of steel. This guy is a completely admirable human being.
I couldn't agree more. We are involved with backing directly, indirectly, tangentially, at least half a dozen different terrorist groups operating in and around Syria and in Iraq. We are the great Satan. Sad to say, we are collectively the bad guys. It's not us. It's the people who have usurped the power of government in this country. They've taken charge, and they're running us head over heels right into World War III. That's what they seem to want.
And the media is the voice piece of the administration.
Their lapdog mouthpiece.
All this phony information. Yeah. Telling us nothing that is true, yet reminiscent of what William Casey told his staff when he first became director of the agency, that we will know our disinformation program is a success when everything the American people believe is false.
Yeah, that's Bill Casey's greatest line.
And Barack Obama is doing his best to fulfill it.
He is. What do you think about Trump's, we got what, 44 days, 43, 45? I'll take a look. What do you think Trump's strategy should be? Now, I have somebody, in fact, our next hour guest, Dr. Patty Doyle, is in New York, and she said she listens to New York radio, and she's not hearing any Trump ads. It's saturated with Hillary ads, even Gary Johnson ads. But Trump is apparently holding back. I think he's targeting the last month.
His strategy is a Rust Belt strategy, primarily. You know?
Right.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, right through.
Well, Florida is not Rust Belt, but that's a key.
Florida's going to come through too. I mean, Look, if this is anything remotely approximating a fair election, Trump has it in the bag. The question is whether they can steal it when he's going to be winning by a very large percentage.
Even the Trump people and the Hillary people agree now that the electoral vote is essentially a dead heat. So she's gone from a easy coast in the Electoral College now to being basically faced off square.
Well, and the trends are all bad for Hillary. She's going down, Trump's coming up. I mean, it's just what you would want at this stage in a campaign, Jeff, actually, if you're on the Trump side.
Are you online right now?
Online.
Online on the computer. Are you on your computer? Well, go to my homepage.
Okay.
Then look at the top political art piece right under the word rents. And you'll see the double on the right and Hillary on the left.
Okay,
and if all of you out there can do this too, make sure you do it tonight. Just look at this. It says body double Hillary on the 15th. 2 days later, the real Hillary on the left, on the same plane, by the way. They're both on the plane. And look at the difference. What do your eyes tell you? That's not a trick of photography. That's the real Hillary on the left. Look at the chin, look at the neck of the other one on the right. Yeah, she's a little washed out, but that's not hiding what is on the left. So there you go. I mean, it's not a brain twister or a brain teaser. It's what it is.
There's nothing subtle about it. Very obvious.
No, yeah. Yep. Very obvious.
So you got a map down here and he's even predicting California's going to go for Trump?
Where is this?
A map right below. Baltimore firm has carried a record of predicting world events. And I've seen it looking at a map, and it looks like he's got Alaska, California.
Oh.
Going for Trump.
Mm-hmm. If California goes for him, that'll be amazing. Wow. Well, we'll see.
That's why Jerry Brown passed this motor voter law that automatically records people to vote when they get a driver's license, where the world doesn't realize that illegal aliens can obtain driver's licenses in California.
In North Carolina, you show up to vote, you're not required to have identification. Now, isn't it sort of traditional that American elections are for American citizens to participate in?
That's a nice idea. I love it.
I think if you'd ask the American public to vote on that, should our elections be open to anybody, or should they be for American citizens? The answer is foregone. We know. But that's what's being done to this election. It's really despicable. I've never been so ashamed of a country, any country, especially my own, than I am now.
Hillary does have some eye problems, doesn't she? It's like she's got a wandering eye.
Well, it's an evil eye, is what it's.
It's an evil wandering eye.
It's not good.
She
could look. Let's think about it. She could have oral pharyngeal cancer, which has spread to her brain. She could have a malignant brain tumor.
Yeah.
Certainly vascular dementia. Certainly Parkinson's. Probably Alzheimer's. They're all diseases that fit the symptoms we're seeing. That eye, that's not... When kids get it, it's called strabismus. In case you didn't know that name, I hadn't heard it for a long time. It's called strabismus, everybody, and look it up. That's why kids wear glasses. Why is your son wearing glasses? He's only 5. Well, he's got strabismus. Okay. That looks like strabismus, but I think it's something worse. This is a new development. And again, I want to repeat, I do think the RNC and Donald Trump's campaign would be well within their legal, moral, ethical, and responsibility rights to bring suit against this woman for medical health fraud. She's not well.
Oh, and I think, really, once you run out of fraud, a double, I think it vitiates the whole campaign.
That's
legitimate.
It ought to be disqualified. Decertified right now.
Like a boxer sending up someone instead of himself to fight in his place. My God, this is outrageous.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
This is a complete and total scandal, Jeff. A complete and total scandal.
All right, now, Monday is the debate, which will be going on during this program. I want to get you on as quickly after that as we can to do some analysis.
Sure.
Maybe the next night, Tuesday night.
Sure.
We'd like to do that and
sure.
make sure that we keep
Absolutely.
Everybody up to speed.
And then we get the benefit of the
fallout.
Being said about it in the aftermath and the
right.
focus groups and all that. But yeah, Tuesday would be perfect, Jeff.
Very good.
Perfect.
Okay, Jim. Thank you. Talk
My
to you then.
My great pleasure.
All righty.
You got it.
Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
The remarkable Professor James Fetzer, and we will all be right back. You know, there's so much going on with this campaign, so many angles, so many surfaces, so many facets. It's overwhelming when you think about it, and I think about it all the time. Okay, be right back.